Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hello. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. Call the show and leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
This show is heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. Also on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time on the Odyssey app. All right, but enough about me. Let's talk about what this show is. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that is just trying to get by in life. And while you're working that morning grind each and every morning, you need a show besides the Mike Helta Show that will entertain you. This is that show. We roast celebrities and public figures that deserve it. And the first one, and I'm not going to really roast that hard because he made some good music, Kanye West.
After reenacting their wedding during his latest listening event, Kanye West is reportedly telling people that he and Kim Kardashian are back together. But could this just be a publicity stunt for his new album, Donda? Let's get into it.
I'm pretty sure it's him just trying to get publicity. Kanye West is really brilliant at doing things that have never been done before and being obnoxious about it. But because it's Kanye West, we go, oh, what a work of art that is. Like, I was listening to his latest CD, and it's good, pretty good. Some of it's confusing, but it's like, you really appreciate that he's trying to do something different. Like, when you listen to all the mumble rappers, it's all the same thing. So even if I'm confused listening to a new Kanye song, and I have no idea what he's talking about because he's just babbling, I appreciate the effort, and that goes a long way with me.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian have been making all the headlines since her surprise appearance on his latest show in Chicago, where she took the stage donning a Balenciaga couture wedding gown.
You know he misses her because he was plowing Bradley Cooper's ex for about 2 weeks. Then you know he got sick of, like, they didn't really date that long, so I feel like they mutually got sick of each other. And you know, after that, he's like, oh man, I missed Kim.
Fans couldn't believe their eyes when Kanye and Kim seemed to recreate their wedding amid their ongoing divorce.
Oh, they are so banging again.
Adding fuel to the rumors that they may be getting back together, the pair was even spotted leaving the show holding hands. And now...
And other things later.
Well, according to Music Insiders, Kanye is indeed telling his friends in the industry that he and Kim have rekindled their romance.
Good for the kids, man. They have about 80 kids. You want to make sure they have, you know, a pretty good household.
However, not everyone is buying it as...
I don't know. I mean, it's no different than when Courtney kept going back to Scott Disick. They will always stay within their exes. It's all part of publicity. And I do think they miss banging each other.
Apparently, many of...
Although, I bet Kanye West gets Whiskey D a lot just because he's anxious and he's crazy. You know, and he's not giving it his all every night. There's some nights he's like, ah, man, this isn't working.
That he and Kim have rekindled their romance. However, not everyone is buying it, as apparently many of his fellow rappers believe it's all a publicity stunt to attract more attention to his latest album and make sure that he beats Drake in record sales, who's also about to drop his new album, yeah. Certified Lover Boy, this Friday.
Oh, man. It's going to be interesting. It's really not that exciting, to be honest.
And according to Page Six's sources, Kimye is definitely not back on, adding she's happy to support him in his work and his art, and she wants a good relationship with him for the sake of their children.
That's what you call it. They're banging behind the scenes.
But then there's also Entertainment Tonight and TMZ's insiders who claim that Kim is open to seeing where things go with Kanye and that they're privately working on rebuilding the foundation of their relationship.
Yeah, that's what you call it. No, they're banging out all their frustration on each other.
One thing is for sure, though, Kim has been so incredibly supportive of Kanye's latest album that she even listens to it on mute. Kim became the target of several memes on Sunday after she shared a series of screenshots on her Instagram stories listening to Kanye's new tracks, but the volume dial was set to its lowest possible.
Oops.
Setting. Kim might want to turn up the volume because apparently Kanye sings about her on multiple tracks.
Yeah.
On Hurricane, Kanye raps, heated by the rumors, read into it too much, fiendin' for some true love, ask Kim, what do you love? And later in the song, he mentions dating a new chick, and while he doesn't reveal her identity, fans speculate that he refers to Irina Shayk, with whom he reportedly recently broke up. Then in the song, Lord, I Need You, Kanye sings, when you said give me a ring, you really meant a ring, huh? Turned out to be more than just a fling, huh?
Man, Kanye West is going through a midlife crisis.
Along with the lines, but you came here to show that you still in love with me.
And yeah, that's what you call it. In love with you. I'm not going to get back with you, but I'm so in love with you. I'm Kim Kardashian. Nah, she likes the sex.
And cussing at you, baby mama, that's why they call it custody.
Oh, wow, that's a really good lyric.
Kanye seemed to have gone through all the emotions post-breakup with Kim, as he also rapped about on his song Jail with the lines, better that I change my number so you can't explain.
Because I'm a sociopath.
And guess who's getting ex?
Who?
You made a choice, that's your bad, single life ain't so bad.
Yeah, until you want to crawl back to Kim. Single life is all dandy and amazing, Kanye, until you go crawling back to Kim.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
And this is what I imagine it's like when he crawls on the ground right back to Kim Kardashian. Get over here, Kanye. Get over here and listen to Hoppy Hour. And hear about the most amazing hot sauce that also is a sponsor of Hoppy Hour. Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. Let me tell you right now, they are the best hot sauce that you will ever have. If you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, there, the little location tab, you click on it, you know how to use a computer, and it has all the locations within Florida where you can get Tampa Bay Hot Sauce. But don't freak out. Do not have a panic attack. If you don't live within Florida, because we get a ton of listens that are not in Florida. So if you're listening in Ohio or Dansville, Virginia, I see all the cities, I see you. You can always order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And there, tag us at Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, and let us know what you cook up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Don't we all?
Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. We'll be right back.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and I will be sure to see it in real time. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see what's coming up next. More news on Kanye West.
The Donda release saga continues. Hours after Kanye West's long-awaited album dropped, the rapper took to Instagram claiming that the project was released without his approval.
Well, we literally were sitting around and we were waiting, Kanye.
I got PA.
Wrong button. We were sitting around waiting, Kanye. There we go. Wondering where the song was. Where's the music? You know, that the record company was like, we can't wait forever. It's not like Kanye's going to quit being a sociopath tomorrow. And then they're like, yes, yes, we will release the music now.
Ye wrote in the post, Universal put my album out without my approval, and they blocked GL2 from being on the album.
That sucks.
I'm just extremely happy. Can you tell by my face?
You're a weird guy.
Jail Part 2 features DaBaby and Marilyn Manson, both of whom currently face controversy.
Yeah, they're in a little bit of trouble.
Marilyn was dropped by his own record label earlier this year after a number of women came forward accusing him of physically, mentally, and sexually abusing them.
It was so unsurprising for me. Like, it's like looking at like Adam 22 of the No Jumper podcast, and you see his previous allegations, and this guy is the king of hip-hop podcasting, and there's allegations about him. It's the first thing you see. The same thing with Marilyn Manson. It's like, you look at him, it's like, of course he's a creep. Look at how he's dressing. Look at how he's singing. Look at how he's portraying himself. I wouldn't want him dating my daughter.
Claims the shock rocker has denied.
Yeah.
As for DaBaby, his homophobic rant at the Rolling Loud Festival in Miami.
Never forget.
Miami earlier this month led him to being dropped from several other festivals.
Oh, that sucks. You know, he's like, oh, I missed out on 4 million. No. I got to skip over this. They're playing music, and we're not allowed to play music on the podcast.
First on a Donda track.
You can tell my baby. All right, we're going to have to get the hell out of this video. So basically, the problem is, it goes on to talk about Kanye's CD, Donda, being released without him. I don't know why I said CD. And they're playing music that I don't have the license for. And Spreaker will literally delete this show without telling me that I should keep it for a backup because I played copyrighted music. But it wasn't like every single radio consultant and producer that listened to the podcast was like, you should probably delete that before the music is completely going to bring down your show. And then they didn't. I lost the whole archive. But I'm not complaining. All right. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Oh my God. Taylor Swift is officially a cat lady. The most unsurprising thing ever.
Three cats is a cat lady. Two cats is a party.
It's official. Taylor Swift is a cat lady.
Yeah, you know, she got sick and tired of not finding the right man because it's always the man's fault. It's never Taylor's fault. She's such a perfect angel. Ugh, man. She puts the intentious in pretentious. I don't know what it means, but it sounds good. It's never her fault. So now you know the cats, when they got adopted, they're like, no, no, rather be homeless.
And by her own definition, the XIL songstress recently launched her own TikTok account. And in her second ever video, she took the opportunity to poke fun at her enduring love of felines.
Yeah, it's weird. Very weird.
She shared a clip from a 2014 interview on Live with Kelly and Ryan, which back then was Live with Kelly and Michael.
Yeah, never forget.
That year, she got her second cat, an adorable Scottish Fold kitten named Olivia Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor was a little worried that she was verging into cat lady territory.
No, she was there after the 12th relationship. That wasn't her fault. Get the hell out of here.
And she told Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan that she had polled her friends to find out what they thought.
I was really...
And they're like, it's never your fault. You're so perfect. We don't want to lose you, so we're going to kiss your ass.
What they thought.
I was really kind of canvassing everyone I knew, going, is cats cat lady? or, you know, two cats is cats.
Uh-huh. What a, like, very official, pretentious, robotic woman. Who the hell talks about canvassing as a way to talk to your friends? Like, when I think of canvassing, I think of when I pretended to be Republican 3 years ago and went door to door dropping off flyers for $20 an hour, going door to door dropping off flyers. That's canvassing. When you have those people that go, hey, you want to join Frontier and get screwed for 2 years? Yeah, that's canvassing. If Taylor Swift claims that canvassing is the way that she talks to her friends, you know she's businesslike. She calls her friend, let's say it's Katie. Hi, I'm Katie. I'm taking a poll about if I should adopt a cat or not. So I have two options for you. A, I'm going to die alone, or B, should I get a cat?
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Ah, man. This following segment was brought to you by FitzHFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I am an utter man of my words. Go to FitzHFitness.com. There has all the info. $50 per week, and you can get your life changed forever. FitSageFitness.com, fit_sage_fitness on TikTok and Instagram. Go there, change your life forever. Tell them I sent you.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey, I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Is your significant other driving you nuts?
Yes.
The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY. Listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on your favorite podcasting platform.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, I am.
She's super detail oriented, obviously, as you can see from her working.
That's Jay-Z praising his wife, Beyonce, telling ET he finds her work ethic to be.
I'm playing this song. Stop playing songs. It's interrupting me using your show on my podcast. Insert entertainment show here.
She's an incredibly hard worker.
Yeah.
Super talented.
Got it.
Very inspiring.
Yeah. Jay and B have been together for more than 20 years.
And he's only cheated on her with about 1,000 girls. He's such a loyal guy, the way that she has him on whips and chains. Oh, you don't think Jay-Z's on whips and chains? Have you heard Lemonade from Beyonce? And have you heard his CD from 4 years ago? I don't know why I keep saying CDs. Jay-Z is so whipped. I believe the song is Family Feud. Yeah. Let's just say when Jay-Z gets up in the morning, he's not picking out what he's doing during the day. He's not picking out what's for dinner. And he's not picking out what he's wearing. He is whipped.
For over a decade.
Jay.
Another song I can't play. This isn't just delightful.
Music and business ventures. Most recently, the couple worked together on a new campaign for Tiffany & Company, in which B wears a 128.54 carat yellow diamond that dates back to the 1800s.
That's so cool.
Making her the first black woman ever to wear the piece.
That is cool.
E.T. caught up with Hove himself at the 18th anniversary of his 4040 club in New York City.
I love the way she said Hove. Like, caught up with Hove at the red carpet. She was with Jay-Z and Beyonce. all formal.
Himself at the 18th anniversary of his 40.
Yeah, let me rewind. This is just funny.
ET caught up with Hove himself at the
himself
18th anniversary of his 4040 club in New York City on Saturday. Beyonce was also in attendance supporting her man.
Good.
She showed off her look on Instagram, which included a bodycon black dress. And
nah, she's not supporting her man. She's making sure her man ain't banging a side chick, at least right at that event later when she's going to bed. Oh, he's just in the basement playing PS5.
Some fun hot pink pumps. Jay-Z opened the first 4040 Club, a chain of sports bars and lounges in New York City in 2003.
Where's my invite, man? I want to hang out with you and Fabulous. We could just party all day, bro. We got so much in common we could talk about. Could you imagine me and Jay-Z just partying it up? Not at all.
Locations followed in Atlanta, Las Vegas, and the Barclays Center.
Obviously, kid from Brooklyn, you know, so it's big for us, very exciting.
While speaking,
it sounds exciting. You sound so excited about it. I mean, when I think of excitement, I think of Jay-Z saying this with this tone.
So it's big for us, very exciting.
While speaking,
it's big for us, very exciting. It's one of the 1,000 projects I got going on, so I'm not really that connected to it.
Speaking with ET on the red carpet, the hip-hop mogul also opened up about his new partnership with Fanatics as they moved to open a sports book in New York, making him the only black investor and one with close ties to New York.
That is cool, though. I talk a lot of crap, but I like equality. Oh, you know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Very important because, you know, typically in these things, there's no sort of diversity. There's no one that represents the city.
Yeah.
No one from the city.
Yeah.
You know, so all those things, you know, make it a really exciting opportunity.
Woohoo! I mean, it is exciting, but he is not selling it at all. You have him. Hey, this is Hove. This is for ShamWow.com. I mean, you would have been better than the previous ShamWow guy.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy. A martial arts, baby. Oh, it's so good. At AmirAcademy.com. Go there. When I tell you that Amir is the best workout trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. It's at 2700 22nd Street North in St. Petersburg. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He has class at 6 p.m. And when I tell you that you can go to any other boxing gym, you're going to get an okay experience. You're going to get some guy who's wearing a really tight shirt while having creatine muscles who will treat you like crap. Do you want that? No, you do not. But if you go to Amir Academy of Martial Arts, you're amongst the elite. You're amongst the best. You're amongst somebody who's got a sage in him, who's got inspirational quotes inside of him. This is getting weird. What I'm saying to you is Amir Academy of Martial Arts, there's no debate that they are the best in the Bay. Go there and you better get into shape, man. Oh, you're going to be feeling alive when you go to FitSageFitness.com and when you go to AmirAcademy.com. Just get into shape already.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
But you don't want to get into shape. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Live from St. Petersburg, you are tuned into Hoppy Hour.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too. We'll be right back.
is weighing in on the Olivia Rodrigo songwriting controversy, but not everyone is buying his defense. Let's get into it.
And you're not buying a good microphone for your report. It sounds like you're over here, like you got a terrible microphone. It's not that expensive to get good equipment.
Controversy, but not everyone.
It sounds like she's using a webcam microphone from 2012.
Is buying his defense. Let's get into it. Okay.
Just a few days ago, it was announced that Paramore's Hayley Williams and Joshua Farrow were given songwriter credits for Olivia's hit single, Good For You.
And by the way, Hayley from Paramore is like every bisexual girl's dream.
The decision was made retroactively and followed lots of viral takes that Olivia's Good For You sounded a lot like Paramore's Misery Business.
Oh, that sucks.
Adam, who happens to be a seasoned songwriter with 3 Grammys to his name
and a douchebag,
decided to get on his Instagram stories and share his expert take on the Olivia song credit drama.
Yeah.
In the clip, he shared, quote, "Look, these are tricky things, and anyone who's ever written a song knows that you rip something off inadvertently, and it makes it to tape, and then it's released, and then there's a lawsuit."
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I tried to do an original show, but there's a lot of influences I had growing up, and I'll go back and listen to some of the shows, and I'm like, oh my God, like, I sound like that. So I totally get what Adam Levine is talking about when he is saying that it's hard to not copy other people. I'm totally as on the same level as Adam Levine. I totally deserve to be compared to him.
He went on to say, quote, "It's a natural thing for it to happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets ugly, and sometimes it's warranted that people take legal action. Sometimes it's not warranted that people take legal action."
Yeah, when it involves you.
"And I think there's definitely become more of a gray area that's reared its ugly head these days."
That's not the only thing your head has done.
In speaking on that gray area,
I'm not implying anything.
In speaking on that gray area, Adam compared the Olivia versus Paramore case to the Blurred Lines lawsuit that Robin Thicke and Pharrell were part of.
That's a weird song, man. That's a weird. Do not date my daughter, Robin Thicke.
When they were sued for copying Marvin Gaye's 1977 hit, Gotta Give It Up.
That wasn't the biggest problem with Blurred Lines. Oh, they copied somebody from the 70s. No. That was the big problem with that song. Get the hell out of here.
Reflecting on that situation, Adam said, quote, "That Blurred Lines case was a landmark case that kind of changed the game."
Yeah, you know, you can't be a hack.
"Without giving an opinion on what I think as far..."
Well, you're giving an opinion by saying you're not giving an opinion.
"...as how that one turned out..."
You're a passive, aggressive douche.
"I do think that we should probably meet this with a little more compassion and understanding."
Mm-hmm.
He added, "Music is a creative thing, and I just hate to see it crushed."
Shut up, you boomer.
He also took a step back and defended Olivia as a new artist who's paying...
Is he banging her? Oh my God, get a room already.
...paying homage to previous generations, sharing, quote, "When you take someone who's a newer artist and she's doing things that kind of emulate the ones from generations removed, I don't know how bad that is."
Oh, man. Sounds like you really defend hacks.
Before ending the video, he gave Olivia another nod for her music, sharing, quote, "I think it's kind of a cool thing to introduce a whole generation of young people to different musical ideas."
Man, he is banging her. 856-49. 856-494-6773. This next headline is so predictable. Everybody thought the Currys were such a perfect family with no flaws.
One of the most beloved couples in the NBA, Steph Curry's parents, Dell and Sonia Curry, are getting divorced.
And I don't know what was so beloved about them. They didn't do any TV show. They didn't do any radio shows. We never saw them interviewed. What do we know about them besides them dancing when Stephen Curry would go to the finals or when his son had a good... playoff run with the 76ers. We see them cheering in the crowd. But we're beloved to a relationship that we had no idea that they were going to get a divorce. We were so up to date and they were so beloved. We didn't know what's going on behind closed doors. They're just a model. They're nothing.
But it has now turned really ugly.
Divorce isn't really fun. No one goes, oh my God, I want to give them half of my things.
Are both accusing the other of having an extramarital affair while...
Oh, man, this makes the Curry family look not so perfect because ESPN's like, oh, they're such angels. And the funny part was Curry's wife accused him of, like, having women sliding into his DM. So then Aisha was like, well, I'm going to have guys DM me whenever. I'm like, man, it sounds like there's no problems in that relationship. Everybody is so content and so in love, and there is no jealousy in Steph and Curry marriage. Oh, Jesus.
They were still together. Her original divorce filing, she didn't bring this up. Right. She said marital misconduct in a general sense.
Yeah, they're just banging each other. Not each other, their friends. And that led to a divorce.
Dell responded and said, you're cohabitating with someone, and therefore you're not entitled to get alimony from me.
What I love is I imagine Del Curry banging like those really dumb side chicks. Oh, did I offend you by saying not all of them are dumb? I'm sure some of those side chicks have PhDs. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is Del Curry, you know, he's banging those ones that have all the daddy issues. They're like, oh, daddy. I wonder what my neighbor thinks right now. But what I'm saying is, and you know, afterwards he's laying there and you're like, oh my God, what was it like playing in the NBA? And he's like, man, I don't want to be married to my bitch of a wife. I also don't want to be laying with 20-year-olds. Like, you know, once Del Curry's done banging these dumb side chicks, he's like, man. Like, you know that line from the great philosopher known as Lil Weezy when he says, first you come and then you come to your senses? You know, he's laying there like, and then he's like, oh, man, where's my life going?
So she saw this in his docs and then says, you're calling me out?
Then she just unloaded on him then.
Isn't a fun, juicy divorce. So much awesomeness. Nothing like a juicy divorce. And then karma hits you.
Said not only did you have like extramarital affairs, but our whole entire family knew it. Our friends knew it. Everyone.
Yeah, you're just banging everybody.
Everyone knew.
She said it was like open secret.
I have a different view of this. They had a very, very successful marriage. And the reason they had a successful
It's not successful. It's just doing so well.
Marriages. They made two sons. Went to the NBA. They're balanced. They're adjusted. He did his job.
Yeah, good way to look at marriage. It's a job.
The point is, if you're a good dad and a good husband for 33 years, you can then go and bang whoever
that
you want.
That is not
That's his point. It's his point. I disagree.
I'm going to get out of here. It's a dumb show. Yeah, but, oh, they're so beloved because we've seen pictures where they're pretending to like each other. I mean, isn't that every relationship?
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. RichKBarber.com. You can hang out with him over at the Salon Loft next door to McDonald's on Kennedy Boulevard. Oh, Rich Keeley will give you the best haircut of all time. Get the Salon Loft app, search up Rich Keeley, or go to RichKBarber.com. Sign up for an appointment because he's a busy guy, man. So you got to sign up ahead of time. And when you get that haircut, tell him you heard about it on my podcast and you guys can talk crap about me.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
You looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
This is the Hoppy Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
And I am such a confident guy. I was recording the show before, like I did a first show, and I was like just walking over my words, which I always do, but even worse than normal. And I was like, I give up, I suck. And I quit recording. So this is my second try today.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's happening? So then I went into the bedroom real quick and had a panic attack and began sweating, and my girlfriend held me like I'm a baby and everything's perfect. I'm not mentally ill at all. Everything's dandy in my brain. I'm afraid that, like, when I die, my life's going to flash before my eyes and I'll be like, you spent your whole time just being a loser. But I'm not a loser. I'm so successful.
As we know, Ryan Reynolds loves trolling his wife, Blake Lively, any chance he gets.
Yeah, because she's pretentious and annoying, and he's a douche.
This year for her birthday, he even got Mariah Carey in on the fun. Let's get into it.
Yeah, Blake Lively, surprising with her last name. She doesn't seem so lively. She doesn't seem like she would really dig a prank. Like, I'm the center of the joke. How dare you? I'm a beautiful woman.
Ryan Reynolds.
I should go through no pranks because I'm Blake Lively and I'm beautiful.
Ryan Reynolds has just taken his trolling skills to the next level.
Someone's sleeping on a couch for a week.
As expected, he of course had something up his sleeve in honor of Blake Lively's 34th birthday on Wednesday, but no one could have ever predicted what he had in store for her this year.
What?
It all started last week when Ryan shared a TikTok lip-syncing to Mariah Carey's 1995 hit song Fantasy.
Oh, that song sucks.
Where he even broke out a little choreo of his own, which randomly featured a flapping butterfly move with his hands.
Oh, it's so dumb.
Ryan's MC tribute didn't go unnoticed by the music queen herself.
Yeah, he's pretty famous. Everyone was going to catch on to it. It wasn't like some average Joe from Omaha. Yeah, it's pretty easy to find out. Ryan Reynolds has a lot of followers.
And on Wednesday, she ended up doing a duet with his video showing him how it's done. Oh. Mariah soulfully mouthed the words to her chart-topping.
Yeah, it's not the only thing she can mouth.
Grammy-nominated song, but the second Ryan busts his little butterfly hand move, the diva wasn't having any of it.
She's not having anything of anything. She's not a nice person.
Unleashed some major side eye.
Yeah, it's not the first time she's given someone a side eye.
But it was all in clean fun as Mariah captioned her post, "That wasn't part of the plan," along with the laughing and heart emoji, and she even shared it on her Twitter account.
Oh, great. Twitter, what a friendly website that is. Good riddance.
However, being the expert prankster that he is, Ryan had the last laugh as he retweeted Mariah's post with a caption that read, "My favorite thing that's ever happened on August 25th.
Dumb joke.
Not like it's somebody's special day or anything, like, oh, I don't know, his wife's? Fans were quick to chime in with playful tweets like, "Wish her happy birthday," and the disrespect with
some. Oh man, that sounds like that marriage is great. I'm not saying you can't make fun of your significant other, but man, like, seems like there's a little bit of trouble in the air in that household.
I see you have a Harvard sweater on.
Yeah, they do a great job at marketing, don't they?
Well, that's the nicest thing Farrah Abraham has to say about Harvard after allegedly getting booted from an online extension class.
Harvard?
It's not the first time she's been booted. James Dean was the first time.
It is a joke. It is a scam. That was an awful, awful environment to do school in.
She has.
Yeah, I'm sure you're fun to be around, Farrah. Nothing screams positivity and good vibes like Farrah Abrams. Yeah, that leaked sex tape. Oh, I didn't know where it came from. It was beautifully filmed in every single position and every angle. But we leaked it. It got us hacked. We didn't leak it. What a weird chick.
Has a long list of complaints with what happened.
I feel like everything that ever comes in front of it. Oh, yeah. Comes in front. Every single thing that comes in front of Farrah Abraham gives her just a list of problems. Like, I just see her, you know, not really being a positive person who'd be fun to be around.
First being that she suffered educational abuse.
Educational abuse is when a teacher tells you, don't worry about checking it over. It's a class activity.
And our ears taking abuse every time you talk. I'm kidding. Not at all.
She just sent it over to me. She then sends an email. She urges me to stop the course.
Well, stop the class.
Well, the teacher said she'd.
Could you imagine laying next to her at night? Yeah, it'd feel pretty good.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
This following segment, that was just me finishing up. I'm just kidding. Was brought to you by, I bet they love this transition, WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you they're the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I am a man of my words. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed. You can go to WestchasePrinting.com, and when you get the invoice, tell them I sent you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, this little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for Turtle Face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet.
Not at all.
Nations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweeting me. Hey, I'm Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
That's what I do.
Camila Cabello just responded to the rumors that she's engaged to her boyfriend.
Well, she probably is.
Boyfriend Shawn Mendes after being spotted with a ring on that finger. Let's get into it.
She did too.
In case you missed it, earlier this week, Camila Cabello went viral for this TikTok dancing to her new song, Don't Go Yet. Fans flood.
I'm almost done. Don't go yet.
The comments when they noticed a ring on that finger,
yeah,
and wondered if she was engaged to her boyfriend of over 2 years, Shawn Mendes.
Oh, I bet his personality is so much fun.
So now, Camila joined Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, and
nobody saw. Oh, yeah, he's so popular.
Ask the question that's been on all of our minds. Camila wasted no time revealing the truth and spilling the tea on whether or not she and Shawn are engaged.
The celebrities going on Jimmy Fallon. Give Jimmy Fallon more clout than what the Tonight Show would have done 40 years ago, where you were a nobody. You went on Johnny Carson, you went on Jay Leno, and then you became popular. No. Literally, Camila Cabello had to go on to Jimmy Fallon to make him relevant. That's how much of a hackin' pretty boy he is.
But then look here, it looks like there's a ring on that finger.
Ooh, is this news?
And this is
no,
what...
guys.
No, not at all. He's whipped. Forced laughter. Shut up.
All right, I cut you off.
Come here.
Please, please, never be offended that you cut off Jimmy Fallon. You did us all a favor. No, he's so talented and genuine.
Now, do I hear wedding bells? Rihanna and A$AP Rocky are no longer hiding their relationship, and Us Weekly reports these two are so madly in love, and it's true, there is a lot of buzz in their circle.
Yeah. Also, you know that she was dating a billionaire, she was dating a douche, and I bet A$AP Rocky, man, he began having orgies in his teenage years. You know, he's sexual, but he wants to kind of like settle down with somebody. And you know that she wants to settle down with somebody. It's a match made in heaven, I tell you.
About an engagement being in the works.
Mm-hmm.
The insider added, going by the hints that Rocky's been dropping, it may as well happen soon.
Why not? Just sign a prenup.
So,
both of you.
What do you guys think, that these two will make beautiful music together or not?
And babies.
Moving on to more engagement rumors. Camila Cabello was caught.
We already talked about that. Yeah. Oh, man. Could you imagine? They got married. Maybe that'd be the best thing to happen to her. Then she'd make new music. I really miss Rihanna music. Whenever I hear We Found Love on the radio, we found love in a hopeless place. Yeah, it sounds just like that. Oh, man, it brings me back to 2011. I was a senior in high school. Oh, man, I feel old. I'm going to die someday. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of someone who will be dead someday, but his career already is. Al Roker.
Al Roker is taking on a hurricane and the haters. The NBC meteorologist clapped back at critics who said...
Yeah, he's got soft skin.
...said he was too old to weather the weather.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's too old to be doing this.
I mean, you are kind of boring, but whatever.
Well, hey, guess what? Screw you, okay?
You're so edgy. You said screw you on a show no one watches. Whoa!
Al has been in New Orleans reporting on Hurricane Ida and faced harsh conditions as the Category 4 storm made landfall in Louisiana.
And he's just being a jackass, just being at the little front of the water, and all the like waves are coming at him and splashing on him. And he's just getting soaked. And he's like, I'm on NBC and I got to bring in the ratings by exploiting people. What a douche.
Louisiana. Roker was battling the elements on Meet the Press, which caused Twitter to erupt. Al Roker is almost 70 years old. Why is this necessary?
It's not. No one cares.
One user wrote alongside a video of Al being pummeled by water.
Yeah, he looked like a douche.
Others agreed, tweeting, quote, Al Roker is 67. NBC is doing him dirty. And are we really still forcing Al Roker to stand in the middle of a lethal hurricane?
I mean, no one forced him.
And is a national treasure.
He's not a national treasure. He's okay. He's a well-known name, but no one's like, oh my God, Al Roker's the reason I watch TV.
How about we stop?
Has anyone ever said, oh my God, the Today Show is wonderful. It was what you watched because you didn't have social media and it was all you had. Let's watch the Today Show. And well, in Chicago, it's the WGN Morning News. But oh my God, we got to watch our little hokey little morning TV show. That's all it is. I mean, I guess he's a national treasure. Oh, man. That was a pretty crappy movie, though, with Nicolas Cage.
Stop risking his life to have him tell us it's too dangerous to be out there.
All right. I mean, no one's forcing him to go out there, and he's also irrelevant, and it just made him relevant, so I think he's doing just fine being out there. This next headline made me very dizzy.
Hey there, Morgan Peter. You hear about people trying to break world records all the time, but I bet you've never heard of this one.
What?
12-year-old Sean Lewis from Rochester, New York, attempted to
break... I used to be heard on the radio there. Weird city.
...break the record for time spent swinging on a swing set. To beat the official time, Sean needed to swing for more than 32 hours.
Gross. Hate swing sets. I get so nauseous, man. I get so dizzy.
He started Thursday, had to swing nonstop, could take breaks every 4 hours. As of Friday afternoon, after 36 hours on the swing set, he did it. Sean.
Weird, man. I wonder what that kid's going to be someday. And I'm saying that genuinely. That's a fascinating study case right there.
Sean's dad says swinging has been a favorite habit for him, so he thought, why not take a shot at the world record?
Weird.
We're super proud of him, like just the maturity and
so mature, swinging on a swing set. Woo!
The willpower just to stay on that.
Ah, whatever. I love the like 5 second delay between a newscaster and then the person on the road. Like, it's 2021. There's no way you can fix that delay. I mean, it's legendary, this whole delay. One.
The toughest part,
it's bizarre.
He said, swinging through the night. I love how there's an audience watching him.
What a horrendous fake laugh. Speaking of fake.
Kylie Jenner loves being a mom. The Kylie Cosmetics mogul is reportedly expecting her second child with Travis Scott.
And now his pullout game is weak.
Source is speaking out to People magazine about how the reality star is doing. Kylie is doing well.
That's good.
She's becoming pregnant.
So worried.
Trying to slow down a bit and to rest more.
Yeah.
Still, she is very busy with Stormy and her brand.
Yeah, she's a pretty busy woman.
Seems to love it all, though.
Surprised you had time to get pregnant. Oh, yeah, it's just 2 minutes after the clip.
She looks amazing and very happy. She is excited about her little baby bump and has been showing it off to friends.
Oh, thank God.
It's cute to see her this excited, the source told the publication.
Got it.
Access Hollywood previously reached out to Kylie and Travis's teams for comment regarding the reported pregnancy.
He's like, whatever. We got a bunch of handlers that can deal with the kid while I continue to knock her up and cheat on her.
This will be their second child, joining their 3-year-old daughter, Stormy Webster. The duo...
Stormy! I have no idea why I did that. That was bizarre. 856-4990.
Welcome Stormy on February 1st, 2018, and broke the internet on Super Bowl Sunday.
Got it.
A video on YouTube titled To Our Daughter. With over 101 million views to date, the sweet video documents the former Keeping Up with the Kardashian star's journey through pregnancy, all the way to delivering Stormy.
Kendall's here on the phone.
Hey!
Hi! Did you find a personality yet?
Mommy's here.
Hi!
Mommy's
here. Oh, wait, it's a little unfocused.
Mommy's here.
Hi.
Jesus Christ. No personality. I mean, are you surprised? Kardashian, so relatable and got such a great personality. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773.
Now that's amore.
What?
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are heating things up on another romantic getaway.
Travis Barker's ex is no way is jealous. Second time.
I'm jetting.
Finally got the joke out, you know, because of my speech impediment. I babble. Finally, second time was the charm.
On another romantic getaway, this time jetting to Italy over the weekend for a PDA-packed couples vacay.
Maybe the relationship's not doing so well because they got to show us all the PDA. Look, I'm Travis Barker and I'm edgy and wild. I remixed Umbrella in 2007. Here's me banging out Kourtney. Getting butt plug later. I mean, there's got to be something. There's got to be a catch. Overcompensation.
The Poosh founder and her rocker beau shared steamy snaps of a makeout session on the water.
Oh, cool.
And they dressed to the nines for a Dolce & Gabbana fashion.
Can we see a sex tape already?
Show in Venice.
Yeah.
Kourt and Trav also gave fans a peek at their scenic strolls through Portofino.
Whoa, they got food. Wow. They're relatable.
You know, indulging in fresh Italian pasta and gelato and waffle cones.
Yeah.
The trip marked Travis's second time on a plane and his first overseas flight since surviving a tragic 2008.
I'm pretty proud of him of being able to go on. We're such best friends.
A crash that killed four people on board.
Mm-hmm.
He and friend DJ AM were the only two survivors, but the EDM artist sadly died of an overdose 1 year later. Travis conquered his fear when jetting to Mexico with Kourtney earlier this month, and he thanked his lady love for helping him feel safe enough to fly again.
Hey, you know he was getting a lot of head in that plane.
Sharing an Instagram photo of him and Kourtney posing next to Kylie Jenner's private jet and captioning the snap, "With you, anything is possible," alongside a black heart emoji. The lovebirds confirmed...
It's a black heart. That means they're edgy. I love a person that uses a black heart. Watch out for them!
In February that they'd taken their longtime friendship to the next level.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long for things to get serious.
Yeah. Very soon we'll find out if he pulls out or not.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy! This is Hoppy Hour.
Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over. Happy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.